Thank you for joining us for our radio program. We always enjoy studying upon God's Word, and I appreciate so much that you have the same mindset, that you also enjoy looking into matters of the Scripture because they are both eternal and instruct us how that we might live better here and now and prepare ourselves for heaven to come. Today, I would like for us to look at a very beautiful section of Scripture in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. This part of the Bible speaks of Jesus' testimony unto the Jews and things that he had to tell them about his nature. And some of the Jews actually believed on Jesus. And it says there in verse 31 that Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him or believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Now, the issue is not whether or not they believed everything about the nature of Jesus. They only understood so much. But they believed what Jesus said. Now, a lot of people today, they will look at the promises of God and they say, "Oh, yes, well, I believe that." Well, believing in the promises that God gave you is good and fine. But Jesus says you have to actually live in that kind of faith, to have a living faith. If you don't actually do it, then your faith is going to simply be in vain. The book of James tells us all kinds of things good about faith and explains to us that somebody's faith cannot be dead. So Jesus here explains himself, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Some people today think that they truly can be God's disciples without any acts of obedience or without any faithfulness unto God at all. Well, this is simply false. You can't go around saying, "Well, I intend good and well to be a Christian, and yet I do not intend, nor am I actually living the Christian life." None of that makes any sense whatsoever. And yet we find a number of people out there today who live just exactly like that. Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth of the matter is that God's will instructs us both to believe and to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no substitute for the plan of God that he has given unto us. If the Lord says that I must believe, then certainly I have to do that, but I can't just stop there and say, "Well, that's as far as I'm going to go with it. If God tells me to do anything else, well, that's just too much for me, and that would be working for it, and so I'm not going to do it." Well, just as God didn't do your believing for you, he's also not going to change your mind for you. But God expects you also to repent. Someone says, "Oh, well, I did repent, and when I prayed unto God, then God forgave me." Well, where does the Bible say that? Instead of just believing and just repenting, don't you need to go ahead and do the other things that the Bible said to do as well? Oh, like what, you might say? Well, like confessing the faith that you have. If you're ashamed of the Lord, then he'll be ashamed of you. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. If you confess your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if also taking that confession, you then are baptized for the forgiveness of sins, then you have done exactly what the Bible says. This is the truth. "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from what? Obviously, sin. The freedom that comes from sin is because somebody has decided to live in, to follow after the words that he has believed from Jesus Christ. We have a great number of people today, though, that delude themselves into thinking that they have believed Christ, when in fact, they simply believe for their own convenience, and they believe simply enough to assuage their conscience. But they do not actually believe to the extent of following after the Lord in exactly what he said to do when it comes to the truth. Now, there are many different religious opinions out there, but Jesus didn't say that you shall all have your opinions and your opinions shall lead to diversity of doctrine. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth certainly has been delivered unto us in the form of God's Word. John 17, verse 17, "We are sanctified through the truth. Thy word is truth," the Bible says. Now they answered Jesus here in John chapter 8, and they said, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" The freedom from sin that Jesus is describing is the liberation that God says should be proclaimed throughout the land. The teaching of the gospel along this line, I believe, has been watered down to a certain extent among us. How many of you out there right now, when you think of the gospel of Christ, do you hear anything that actually challenges you and the fabric of our society to be different and to do better? When Jesus came on the scene, he wasn't just making comment about. And when the prophets that came before Jesus were talking about the conditions of the people, they weren't just kind of whistling Dixie and saying some things that people might say, oh, well, that's interesting. Why don't you write it down in a book and those who are interested can buy it? No, instead, it was an earth-shattering kind of thing. It was something that moved people to realize that we could have a better world, that if we followed after the way of Christ, that we can actually make a difference and change. Well, this kind of message is still just as valid today. We look around us, and what do we see? A world given unto the materialism of the age, a world given unto greed, and unto social injustice, and the unfairness that comes along with people who are both faithless and people who will not take care of their own or of their neighbor. All of this was preached about by Jesus Christ, and he denounced every single form of sin in the strongest of terms, and at the same time promised us a way to freedom, the liberation from sin and the bondage thereof, a way to set our souls free from the hopelessness of the current desire of many people in this life to simply seek out bigger and better things until they have their lives filled with things and they crowd out the knowledge of God entirely. This does not prepare people for eternity, but instead the preaching of Jesus Christ prepares each one of us to serve God faithfully in the very best of ways. There is only one message of truth. It is given in the Bible through Jesus Christ. This message has a powerful impact upon people's lives when they will listen to that message. Will you listen to it today? You will be made free. Free from your sin. Free from the things that had worried you before about not knowing where you stood with God. But if you will not follow after the way of truth, if you do not abide in me, as Jesus said, then, even if you had once known the way of truth, you can stray and lose that salvation, or you simply can lose your hope in this world and try to turn to other sources, but they won't give you any satisfaction at all. Only Jesus brings freedom from sin. John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." This explains to us also the concept of freedom. Many people think of freedom today as in the option to do whatever I desire to do. Now, the option to do what we desire to do is not true and everlasting freedom. There is no true freedom without the law. And by that I mean a person has to have structure in their society and with their own personal lives. If a person is totally unstructured, not only are they disorganized, but they do not accomplish any good and lasting work. They cannot take pride in what they accomplish because they cannot accomplish. They're too disorganized. Somebody cannot live without structure and law in society. Otherwise, we would be at the mercy of those who do not have the conscience to live right and are willing to perform any number of evil works and cheat us and do all those things against us. We need law. We need goodness reigning over us as a people. The only true slavery, then, that can really come upon us in any lasting way is the slavery of sin. And Jesus Christ promises us freedom from that slavery of sin. Just as in the days of America's past, there was an awful and societal evil in one person thinking that they might own another person in an indefinite sort of way, and that their families might even be born into the same servitude. Yet Jesus Christ and the message of Christ comes along, and he says that there is a better way so that even if somebody be found a slave in this life, they might be freed from the actual and true slavery of sin so that they might live in the ultimate place of blessedness, the paradise of God. Now, when I say the place of blessedness, I mean the place of freedom. When the message goes out to proclaim liberty throughout the land, it is the basic message of God that this world is made better by Christianity and by the truth of Christianity alone. All other religions are simply borrowing good concepts, or they are teaching false and sinful ways of materialism and greed. We find that constantly. People struggling for power as they claim to be Christian, people struggling for the preeminence of churches. You know, I believe and am firmly convinced that a lot of people are not so much interested in getting others to be free from sin as they are in acquiring power through packing pews and getting a bigger contribution themselves over at church. This isn't what it's all about. It's all about saving people. And as long as we keep that in sight, then we will be doing what the Lord wants us to do. A slave does not abide in the house forever, Jesus points out, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Have you been made free, free from the bondage of sin by Jesus Christ? Or are you yet enslaved to the evil ways of this world? Come out of the world. Live better. Do better. You know that you can. And we want to help you to do that, and you help us to do that by working together with us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. Come by and see us, or take opportunity to listen to this radio broadcast, and you'll see how that we only desire to follow after God's will. We're going to be on this broadcast on the weekdays just after the Noonday News and Farm Reports, and also on the weekends at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Why not tune in to those occasions as you can? If you have any questions at all, contact us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ at 487-5342 or write to us at P.O. Box 266, Tompkinsville, Kentucky.